Let me go. Let me go, you fool. Mr. North.
Let him go, man.
I know where your wife is, Mr. North.
Where? What part of the ship?
She isn't on the ship. I saw her being dragged under the dock, out into the water.
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Richard Denning and Barbara Britton. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, Winter Honeymoon. The East 64th Street apartment is a perfect example of the decorator's art. Too perfect. And Aline Sheridan, the apartment's occupant, possesses the same degree of physical perfection. Yet an apparent lack of warmth robs her of real beauty. Even now, in anger, there's not one blonde hair out of place.
Sure you don't want a splash of soda in yours, Walt?
You know I never use soda.
That's right. I know all about you, don't I?
Oh, come off it, Aline. This isn't the way you're supposed to take it.
What did you expect?
Pleasant smile, a goodbye kiss, and a few kind words.
Who's the girl, Walt?
Aline, this isn't like you.
You've never gone to the trouble of finding out what I'm like.
There's no one, believe me.
Walt, who's the girl?
Well, if you insist on knowing, I'm going back to Judy.
Why?
Why? She's my wife, isn't she?
You must have a much better reason than that. And she'd have to have an awfully good reason for taking you back.
She'll take me back, all right.
The infallible Harmon charm, Well, it'll never work with me again. And I've got a pretty good idea that won't work with her.
You seem to know a great deal about Judy.
Oh, don't worry. She doesn't know about me. I've been very discreet. Not one of your precious friends dreams that anyone by the name of Aline Sheridan even exists.
And you can be certain it's going to stay that way.
Don't shout at me, Walt Harmon. I'm not one of the jailbirds you defend.
I'm through with the jailbirds, honey, just as surely as I'm through with you. I'm stepping upstairs. No more petty crooks or cheap racketeers. No more ambulance chasing. The next time I break into print, it'll be on the society page. Judge and Mrs. Walter Harmon were weekend guests at the estate of the Honorable Maxwell Cushing.
Uh-oh. So you finally did manage to scrape an acquaintance with Cushing.
Some very fancy scraping, Aline. He happens to be the one who was giving me the appointment. But much as the old boy sold on me, he dropped me like a hot potato if even a hint of scandal came out about me. I know the type.
It'll be much more than a hint, Walt. I can promise you that. If you think I'm going to let you walk casually out of here after...
You're not going to make any trouble for me.
Walt. Walt, put down that poker.
I tried to be decent with you, but you didn't want it that way.
Walt!
No one will ever connect me with you, Aline. We've never been seen in public together. No one's ever seen me come in here. Both of us have been discreet, haven't we, darling?
Walt, in the name of heaven!
I've worked too hard for this appointment to have a blackmailing little champ cheat me out of it!
Walt! Walt! I don't know, Walt. You're being more thoughtful and attentive than you've been in years, but... Well, there's something I don't know.
Well, maybe I'm trying to rush things. 4 days is much of a trial, is it, Judy? But I got a hunch that when we land in Trinidad tomorrow, the romance of the place will get here.
Walt, what are all those people doing at our table?
Oh, there aren't really too many. Just the Norths, a nice young couple we met the first night out, and Miss Reimer, who happened to be sitting near me on the deck when I invited them.
Oh, here they are now. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Walt.
Hi, everybody.
I'm glad you finally got here, Judy. I've had a terrible time keeping Jerry from opening the champagne without you.
Champagne?
The captain sent it over. He isn't lucky enough to have a honeymoon couple aboard every trip.
Oh, well, I'm afraid you're making...
Oh, I better sit over here, Judy, darling. Might be a little drafty over there.
Thank you, Walt.
How about that champagne? Oh, what's the matter, Judy? You look sort of dazed, huh?
Now don't start picking on it, Jerry. You know what a tropical moon does to a bride.
Oh, how should I? With us, it was the Hoboken Ferry, and it was raining.
Always quibbling.
Oh, quick, everyone. Turn around. Pretend you don't notice him.
Huh?
Notice who?
Oh, that horrible little worm of a cruise director. He's heading this way. Every time he comes near me, I simply shudder. He's positively ghoulish.
Well, everyone having a good time?
Just wonderful, Mr. Meeker.
Oh, everything's fine.
Oh, sorry we're crowding here a bit, or we'd ask you to join us.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of intruding. I just wanted to let you know there's dancing going on in the main salon.
Thank you, Mr. Meeker.
Mrs. Harmon, I was wondering if you'd do me the honor of dancing with me.
Why, thank you very much, Mr. Meekin, but I'm terribly tired. I was just about to...
You don't have to make up excuses. If you don't care to dance with me, it's perfectly all right. Good night, everyone.
Oh, I'm...
Wow.
Pardon me a second, will you, folks? Mr. Meekin! Mr. Meekin!
Yes?
Mr. Meekin. Maybe it's none of my business, but you sort of jumped to a wrong conclusion just now.
Did I?
You see, I asked Judy Harmon to dance a second before you came up, and she turned me down, too. Maybe we both forgot for a moment that she's on her honeymoon.
That wasn't why she refused to dance with me, Mr. North. She doesn't like me. People never like me. They smile and pretend to be friendly sometimes.
Oh, but we like you very much. You just imagine that people don't like
it's
you.
Not imagination. I've heard them talk. They think I'm small and insignificant, that I'm not suited to my job. They whisper about me behind my back. Well, no one better say it to my face. If anyone does, I'll kill them.
Oh, Mr. Me...
Lose your first patient, Dr. North?
Oh, Pam, I didn't hear you come out. How come you left the party?
It left me. Judy decided to go to bed, and Walt wouldn't let her take the long, dangerous trip all the way to their stateroom alone, so the festivities came to an abrupt halt.
Oh, what a terrible waste of champagne. Well, I guess we might just as well head for our cabin.
What?
I was just thinking of the call I got from Bill Wagon just before we left. You know, the poor guy was really jealous of us taking this holiday.
You never did tell me why he didn't get down to the ship to see us off.
No, he was on a case. A beautiful blonde, a woman named Aline Sheridan, I think he said, was found beaten to death with a poker.
I didn't see anything about it in the newspapers.
Well, her body was found just before we sailed.
Oh, let's not talk about it. Jerry, did you notice anything strange about him?
Bill?
No.
Meekin?
I was talking about Walt Harmon.
Harmon? Oh, now what's strange about him?
Well, he just doesn't seem to act like a newlywed to me.
Are you kidding? He's the most attentive bridegroom I've ever seen, outside the movies.
Well, that's just it. When a man makes such a public display of his affections as Walt Harmon does, it's obvious that he must be trying to hide something.
You, Mrs. Harmon.
Yes, Mr. Meekin.
I wondered who could have wandered up here at this hour. Passengers aren't supposed to be up on this deck at all.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll go below.
No, it's all right. But I thought you said you were tired, that you were going to bed. That was hours ago.
Well, I couldn't sleep after all. I thought maybe if I got a little fresh air, it might help.
It is nice up here, isn't it? Most passengers don't even know about this little deck, but I climb up here lots of times. It's a good place to come if something's troubling you. Something's troubling you, isn't it?
No.
Oh? Foolish of me, wasn't it?
Foolish?
To think a beautiful woman on her honeymoon would have any troubles. And if she did have, that she'd want to share them with anyone like me.
Mr. Meekin, why do you insist on...
It's all right. But be careful up here, Mrs. Harmon. The sea's getting a little choppy and the rail isn't really high enough. Passengers aren't really supposed to be up here at all.
Lucky thing they haven't got a crow's nest on this tub, or I never would have found you.
I'm sorry, Walt. I thought you were asleep.
I was until an hour ago. I've been searching for you ever since.
I just wanted to think things out for a little while. Walt, why did you lead all those people into believing we're on our honeymoon?
Well, I can see now that it was a crazy idea, but when I planned it, I thought maybe if everyone aboard treated you like a bride, it might be easier for you to pretend.
Pretend?
That it is our first honeymoon. That was my whole idea in insisting we rush like crazy to catch this particular ship before she sailed. I figured same boat, same destination, same people. Maybe we could shove the calendar back 5 years.
I'm afraid I've forgotten how to play make-believe.
Oh, don't make a decision yet, Judy. Maybe I can still make you forget some of the mistakes I've made. I know I've neglected you in my anxiety to build up a good practice, but...
It isn't that, Ward.
Well, at least you know there's never been any other woman.
Walt, will you answer something truthfully for me?
Sure, kid.
Who's Aline Sheridan?
What was that name you asked me about?
Aline Sheridan.
I'm sorry, it didn't register. Am I supposed to know who she is?
She's been asking about me at my beauty parlor, and I couldn't figure out why.
Well, maybe she wanted your endorsement on a facial
cream. She was a customer there, a new one. And according to my manicurist, she wasn't the type to patronize a little neighborhood place.
So you thought she might have come here to spy on you because she was interested in your handsome husband?
Yes.
Oh, sorry to disappoint you, kitten, but I've never heard of the lady. But I might look her up when I get back if you decide you aren't picking up my option.
Walt, I don't know. I don't know. I guess maybe I do still love you a little, or I wouldn't have been jealous. I've been repeating that name 1,000 times.
Well, maybe you better try it in your bunk instead of counting sheep. It's time we grab little shut-eye. Tomorrow's going to be a big day.
Miss Robert.
I don't know. I still have my sea legs.
Attention, everyone, please. Those wishing to go on the conducted tour of Trinidad, please report promptly to me here at the far end of the dock. We'll depart just as soon as everyone is...
Aren't we ready to leave yet, Mr. Meekin?
You don't have to tell me what to do, Miss Reimer. I know the duties of a cruise director.
The travel folder said promptly at 7 a.m., but I suppose you won't start until your favorite passenger arrives.
I haven't any favorite passenger, Miss Reimer.
I happen to know differently. Here comes Mrs. Harmon now. Are you quite ready, Mrs. Harmon?
Well, of course, Miss Reimer.
Oh, we're set any time, Mr. Meekin.
Fine.
I thought you said you weren't going on the tour, Walt.
Well, I changed my mind. Judy wants to go, and I certainly don't want to get separated from her all day.
You sure you and Jerry won't come?
This is a vacation. Oh, Pam and I might work up enough energy to take in a couple of curio shops, but that's about it.
Care to take a New York newspaper along with you, Mrs. Harmon? It's from the day after we sailed.
Oh,
they fly them over.
Thank you. It might be pleasant at that.
Oh, we'll get along without the paper. I mean, might as well enjoy a few days without the stock market reports and the war scares.
I'd like to look at it, if you don't mind.
No, and that goes for you, too. Dick Tracy will just have to get along without you until we get home.
Okay. Ready for our shopping spree, Master?
I'm sorry you're not coming with us, Pam.
Say, your expedition gets back at 4 and the ship doesn't sail till 5. Why don't we all get together for a drink?
Hey, that's an idea. Suppose we meet at the Flamingo.
The Flamingo?
A little Calypso joint I heard about. It's supposed to be very colorful. Probably anyone in town can tell us how to find it.
Sounds okay to me. Meet you there at 4.
Please.
Come on.
Last call for the official sightseeing tour of the island, including a visit to Pinch Lake, one of the wonders of the world. Having produced 5 million tons of asphalt during the last half century, and having given up many amazing fossils of animals entrapped during past ages in its bubbling depths.
Oh, come along, Judy. This should be very interesting.
Be perfectly all right, Walt. You go back and join the others.
I wouldn't know where to find them. They're spread out all around the lake.
Well, I think most of them went up toward the other end. I'm sure you can catch up with them.
Maybe, but we're due to head back toward town in 30 minutes, so I might as well wait and meet everyone back at the cars. Why can't you wait that long,
Judy? I told you, Walt, I have a terrible headache. I'll find a jitney up on the road and get back to the ship by myself. I'll be all right alone, Walt.
Your headache came on suddenly, didn't it, Judy?
Yes, I guess so.
Just after you borrowed Miss Reimer's newspaper, wasn't it?
I suppose so.
What did you see in the paper, Judy?
Nothing. Nothing of interest. I have a headache, Walt. Why can't you leave me alone?
Maybe you saw a little item that concerned me.
Yes, I think there was something about your having been mentioned for a judgeship.
And then you saw another little item about a girl's death, and you started to put two and two together, and it gave you a headache.
I didn't see anything about anybody's death. I don't know what you're talking
Think
about.
Think hard. Maybe it'll come to you. No one else would ever have connected me with a name, but you would have. You like the name. You said so. You've repeated it over and over and over to yourself.
What?
Aline Sheridan! Aline Sheridan! Aline Sheridan!
Jerry? This little street or that scarf in the window?
Both.
Come on, let's go on in and buy the darn thing. You've been drooling over it for the last hour.
No, I won't give in to myself, Jerry.
Okay, darling. But it's right next door if you change your mind while we're in the Flamingo.
I never change my mind. Well, hardly ever. Say, Walt was right. It is a colorful looking place, isn't it?
On the outside. Well, hope it isn't too doggone colorful inside.
Oh, it is attractive. And look at that quaint little native behind the bar.
Welcome to the Flamingo, ma'am. Governor?
Native, huh?
Oh, now, sir. I wasn't exactly born on the island, sir. But I come over more than 25 years ago. Might just as well be a native, sir.
Well, I'll bet you can mix up a better gin and tonic than any native who ever lived.
Oh, that I can, sir. And what'll it be for the lady?
Oh, something sweet, not too strong.
Right. Be back in half a mo.
Diamonds haven't shown up yet. It's after four.
Oh, here comes Walt now.
Alone?
Yeah, maybe Judy's next door buying that scarf from under your nose. How was the trip, Walt?
Oh, fine, fine. You have fun?
Oh, wonderful. For once, the travel folders didn't exaggerate.
Where's Judy?
Oh, she developed a sort of a headache, decided she'd be better off on the ship.
You let her go back by herself?
Well, we were right in the middle of the tour, and she insisted she didn't want to spoil my fun. There are a lot of jitneys around, and she said she'd grab one of them.
Here you are, folks. Make the world seem brighter.
Hold your horses, Jason. I'll be right with you. Honeymoon, he wouldn't have let me go wandering around a strange country by myself.
Oh, take it easy, Pam.
I'm going back to the ship and make sure she's all right.
Well, now, look, if you wait a second, I'll pay for the drinks.
I'll take care of myself. You boys take your time, but keep an eye on the clock.
Okay.
Oh, I guess maybe Pam was right. I better head back to the ship as soon as I grab the fast one.
Here you are, sir. Another gin and tonic for you, sir.
No, thanks. This take care of it?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Well, you run along, Walt. This gives me a chance to run next door and buy something Pam's been eating her heart out for.
Oh, thanks for the drink.
Oh, I hope Pam doesn't stir up any trouble for you, Walt.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry, Mr. North.
It's all right. You missed me. What are you doing ashore, Percy?
Well, I got a rather alarming phone call. You haven't seen a large party from the ship.
No, I just came out of this shop. I haven't seen anyone.
They were supposed to be headed this way.
Here we are, Percy. Over here. Pull to the curb, driver.
Well, I guess we'll get all the gruesome details now.
Well, what's happened?
Mrs. Harmon was murdered out at Pitch Lake.
What?
We have the murderer, Purser.
They're all wrong, Purser. I had nothing to do with the murder. I was trying to...
Let someone else decide that, Mr. Meekin.
He was caught red-handed.
In the name of heaven, listen to me.
Wait a minute. One at a time.
Well, Miss Reimer seems to be the head of the posse. Why don't you let her lead off, Purser?
Gladly. It was this way. Mrs. Harmon had a headache and decided to head for the road to find a jitney back to town. She'd hardly gone when Mr. Meekin left the party to follow her. Well, poor Mr. Harmon left in the first car, and then I organized a search party. We were too late to save Mrs. Harmon, but we caught Mr. Meekin.
Mr. North, you...
Yes?
You said you liked me. Could I talk to you alone for just a minute?
Well, why not? Is it all right, Purser?
It's up to you.
Be careful, Mr. North. He's a maniac.
Look, you don't believe I killed her, do you, Mr. North?
I don't know. But last night you were sounding off about killing somebody or other.
I was just talking. I was upset. I didn't kill her. It was Walt Harmon.
Well, you think you'd be able to convince a jury that a groom killed his wife on their honeymoon?
They weren't on their honeymoon, Mr. North.
What?
They were married 5 years ago, took the same cruise that time.
Well, Walt said he'd never been to Trinidad before.
And they were here, all right. I know, because I was a room steward at the time. I never let on I knew them because I didn't want anyone aboard to find out I was never a cruise director until this trip.
Come on.
Well, where are we going?
Just into the Flamingo here.
Now, forget something, Governor?
I remembered something. I was in here a little while ago with a Mr. Harmon, right?
Now. Was that his name, sir?
Well, you must have known him. You brought him a drink without asking what he wanted.
Well, that's right, Governor. You come in any time and I'll set up a gin and tonic for you, sir. I don't often get to know me customers by name, but I never forget what they drink, sir. The gentleman who was with you hadn't been in for 4 or 5 years, I'd say. Only once or twice then. But I knew he was a scotch over ice man, no soda.
Thanks.
Well, where are you going, Mr. North?
After Walt Harmon. He left her only a little while ago, a step or two behind my wife.
Lieutenant Wigand in homicide.
This is Wigand. Him?
Yes, Bill. I'm in Trinidad.
Where's Jerry?
Oh, he's probably back on the ship by this time. I sneaked off so he wouldn't know about this call. I'm phoning from a booth on the dock, Bill. But you mustn't tell Jerry I phoned if I turn out to be all wrong about what I've been thinking.
Well, whatever it is, you better get it off your mind quick.
Bill, there's a honeymoon couple aboard. Only she's not aboard, and I don't think they're on their honeymoon.
Perfectly clear so far.
Well, I know it sounds crazy. That's why I'm trying to find out about it.
Go ahead.
Well, he said they were married last Thursday, but I just got hold of last week's papers, and there's no Harmon listed in any of the marriage notices.
Harmon?
Yes. I thought you could check with the Bureau of Vital Statistics and see if Walt and Judy Harmon were married sometime during the...
Pam! Pam, what's happened? Pam! What's wrong, Pam? Pam, can you hear me? What's happening, Pam? Pam!
Do you expect to hold up the sailing, Purser?
That's not up to me, Miss Reimer.
Any sign of her, Purser?
I'm sorry, Mr. North. I've had the ship combed from stem to stern, but there's no trace of Harmon or your wife. Have you tried going...
Every place ashore. The police are looking, but...
Let me go, you fools! I've got to talk to them. I saw them, I tell you. I saw them. Purser! Mr. North!
Let him go, men. Who did you see, Meekin?
Harmon... Mrs. North, I could see them from the little cabin they put me in.
Where are they? What part of the ship?
No, I saw them out the porthole. They're under the dock. He was dragging her out into the water.
Let go of me!
You'd minded your own business.
Let go!
Scream your head off, Mrs. North. No one will hear you.
There they are, Mr. North.
What the...
Grab him, Mr. North. He's trying to get away. Grab him.
Here, Harmon.
You...
Oh, no, you don't. What did you think you'd accomplish with this murder, Harmon?
He may have a little trouble answering if you keep holding his head underwater, Mr. North.
Oh, I'd like to hold it under permanent.
Here, let me handle him. You look after Mrs. North.
Pam, darling, are you all right?
Yes, I just...
Oh, it's all right, my darling. It's all right. It's all over. It's all right. Oh, you'd better get below and get those wet clothes off, then.
I'm all right.
Here, put this on.
Oh, Jerry, the scar.
Sorry to interrupt, but the international operator wants you, Mr. North.
Oh, it's probably Bill calling back.
There's a plug-in right over here.
Yeah, thanks.
Tell him I...
Sure, I'll give him the message. Hello.
Jerry, in the name of heaven, what happened to Pam?
Oh, she's all right, Bill, except for a little cold in the nose. Maybe that'll keep her from sticking it where it doesn't belong.
That's what I like about you, Jerry. You're always the optimist. You always see the bright side.
Well, it isn't hard to look at the bright side of this, Bill. You should see Pam's nose. Bright red.
Jerry are sure to have more exciting adventures next week. Listen in, won't you? There's always mystery well sprinkled with humor on Mr. and Mrs. North. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.